Time for World Sport from the BBC with me, Richie Stevens. Coming up.
The International Olympic Committee has the honor of announcing that the 23rd Olympic Winter Games in 2018 are awarded to the city of Pyeongchang.
Yes, South Korea will host the Winter Games in 2018. More on that in a moment. Liverpool are poised to sign the Blackpool striker Charlie Adam. And Lewis Hamilton denies he's leaving the McLaren Formula One team. First, Pyeongchang have won the right to host the Winter Olympics in 2018. At a ceremony in Durban in South Africa, the South Korean city was given the Games at the third time of asking, defeating their rivals Munich and Annecy. The BBC's Steve Vickers was there for the announcement.
The outcome was decided in the first round of voting with 63 votes for Pyeongchang, 25 for Munich and 7 for Annecy. So Pyeongchang has succeeded at the third attempt, persisting with a bid that they say will bring growth of winter sports in new areas and spread Olympic values to a new young generation. Olympic figure skating champion Yuna Kim helped to promote their bid, and Pyeongchang were always seen as the clear favourites. Munich's bid gathered momentum but still fell well short. They promised a festival of friendship, and German President Christian Wolf came here to promote the bid, along with football legend Franz Beckenbauer. Annecy in France was the weakest of the three contenders, despite claiming that they had the best facilities and locations in the heart of the French Alps. But the Winter Olympics go to Asia for only the third time. It's Pyeongchang in South Korea in 2018.
Well, the chair and chief executive of the bid, Cho Yang-ho, was surprised they'd won so clearly, with 63 votes out of 95. FIFA's Ethics Committee will meet on July the 22nd and 23rd to examine the case of Mohammed bin Hammam, who's been provisionally suspended on bribery charges. Bin Hammam was at one stage set to challenge Sepp Blatter for the top job at the world governing body. To the English Premier League now, and Tottenham's Luka Modric has been told by the club he's not for sale. The Croat midfielder have been having talks with Chairman Daniel Levy to sell. The Croat midfielder have been having talks with Chairman Daniel Levy to discuss his future at White Hart Lane. Speculation continues about Chelsea after Chelsea had a $35 million offer turned down. The former Liverpool defender and BBC pundit Mark Lawrenson thinks Modric will be on his way to Stamford Bridge.
I think Luka Modric will go. It'll be just a case of Tottenham will eventually force him to say, I want to leave the football club, which is something he doesn't want to do at the moment. In many ways, Russ is probably, he'll probably at least 2.5 times his wage, maybe even 3 times to go to Chelsea. He's also got the classic, I want to play in the Champions League, which always works. There's no great argument from Tottenham. And it's just, again, it's just a little bit of brinkmanship, isn't it? But no, I think in all honesty, I think Chelsea will pay top dollar for him anyway.
Meanwhile, Franz Beckenbauer, the only player to have captained and managed his country to World Cup success, says the game's reputation is suffering because of repeated controversies. Allegations of match-fixing have surfaced in Italy, Turkey and Finland recently, while the governing body FIFA have been beset by accusations of corruption. Beckenbauer believes there should be more evidence and less speculation.
FIFA now, and football, of course, in general, is in a bad condition because all these rumours, it's hurt football, of course. It shouldn't be. But I think there is speculation because there is no evidence. So it's where are the evidences?
The hosts Argentina are hoping to chalk up their first win of this year's Copa America later on. They face Colombia and Santa Fe in Group A. Argentina needed a late equaliser to salvage a draw against Bolivia in their opening game of the tournament. In the Women's World Cup in Germany, Kaia Simon scored twice to give Australia a 2-1 win over Norway to put her team through to the quarterfinals of the tournament. In the day's other game in Group D, Brazil finished top of the table with a 3-0 win over Equatorial Guinea. In the later games in Group C, Sweden defeated the USA 2-1. Both go through to the quarterfinals, while North Korea against Colombia ended in a goalless draw. Well, now let's go back to the Olympics. You may have heard Pyeongchang won the right to host the Winter Games in 2018. The chair and chief executive of that bid, Cho Yang-ho, was surprised they'd won so clearly with 63 votes out of 95.
We are absolutely delighted that Pyeongchang has been awarded the right to host the 2018 Olympic and Paralympic Winter Games. We will now ensure that this hard work continues all the way through to 2018, to create an amazing Winter Games experience. I had some confidence, but I do not expect this number, 63. I believe all the IOC members understand our message, New Horizons, and they believed it's the right time, right place, and right now.
Athletics and the world and Olympic champion Usain Bolt has been meeting the world's media ahead of Friday's Diamond League meeting in Paris. Bolt is coming back to form after recovering from a back injury. The Jamaican is planning to run the 200 metres at the Stade de France against the home favourite Christophe Lemaitre as he prepares to defend his titles at the World Championships in Daegu in South Korea next month. Bolt said he was working hard as he bids to become the best in the world once again.
It's just working on technique work. For me, we've been doing a lot, as I said, on technique and training. So for me, it's just all about execution in this race and trying to get the perfect execution. My coach has been watching me a lot in training, and he's told me when I go out there, I should really focus on trying to get everything together. I try to get the right technique running-wise, so that's what we're going to work on. Asaf is doing well, Lamet is doing well, Steve Mullins is doing well, so I can't get complacent because Tyson Gay has dropped out. I'm working hard, I'm working back from injury, so my focus is just trying to get back to the same boat everybody know and love. And for me, my goal is just to defend my title. I've said that I want to become a legend in the sport, and I think if I defend both my titles back to back, it'll make me one of the few that have done that. So for me, that's my aim, that's my goal this season, so I'm going to work hard, I'm going to stay focused.
Golf for the Frenchman Thomas Levay has followed Tiger Woods in withdrawing for next week's Open after fracturing his shin while jumping into a lake on Sunday. The 42-year-old was celebrating victory in the French Open but will now have an operation. He'll be out of the game for 6 weeks. Does he regret his actions?
No, if I had to break a leg every time I win a tournament, I would sign for it every day. The problem is that it's because of the British people that I did. You know, they always say, break a leg for good luck. I did. I broke a leg and it didn't give me too much good luck, you know.
Cycling and Great Britain's Mark Cavendish claimed victory on the fifth stage of the Tour de France on a day of thrills and spills in Brittany. Reporting from Caffrayle is the BBC's Simon Brotherton.
Mark Cavendish celebrated his first stage win of this year's race and 16th in the last 4 years, but it was a stage marred by a series of crashes, several of which affected big-name riders. Alberto Contador fell and shredded part of the back of his jersey. Robert Kaysink finished with several nasty cuts and bruises. Tom Boonen was over 12 minutes behind when he finished, suffering with a shoulder or collarbone injury after falling, and Janez Brajkovic was taken away in an ambulance after a nasty-looking crash. But perhaps most alarming of all, the Danish champion Nicky Sorensen was actually knocked off by one of the accredited motorbikes. He ended up on the side of the road as his bike was dragged along by the motorbike. But in the end, it came down to a sprint, and no one sprints like Cavendish. His effort timed to perfection, beating Philippe Gilbert, the Belgian champion, and José Joaquín Rojas of Spain to the line.
And to confirm the overall standings, Norway's Tor Hushovd retains the race leader's yellow jersey. To cricket, and rain has once again interrupted the Test series between the West Indies and India in the Caribbean. On the first day of the third Test between the West Indies and India in Dominica, the West Indies were 75 for 3 when rain ended play for the day shortly after lunch. Ishant Sharma took 2 of the wickets to fall. India had won the toss and put the home side in. And the England captain Alistair Cook continued his impressive form with the bat as his team cruised to a 10-wicket win over Sri Lanka in the fourth one-dayer at Trent Bridge. The series is level at 2-2. Cook had an unbeaten 95. And before we go, a reminder that Pyeongchang of South Korea will stage the 2018 Winter Olympics. And in football, Liverpool have agreed a fee with Blackpool for the Scottish international midfielder Charlie Adam. Don't forget our website. That's the latest world sport from the BBC.